Intervju Radija Študent.
Farah Kasem, dobitnica nagrade EVA na Doc Leipzig. V nedeljo 4. novembra se je zaključil mednarodni festival dokumentarnega in animiranega filma Doc Leipzig. Gre za enega najstarejših filmskih festivalov v Evropi, se ima že 61-letno zgodovino, sega pa v čas, ko je bilo mesto Leipzig še za tako imenovano železno zaveso. Letos je festival obiskalo več kot 47 tisoč gledalcev. V tednu dni si je zgolj na glavni železniški postaji, kjer so projekcije predvajali brezplačno, filme ogledalo okoli 4 tisoč ljudi. Festival vsako leto predstavlja tudi dobro priložnost za mreženje vseh povezanih s filmsko industrijo. Tako se je na koprodukcijskem trgu zgodilo 850 sestankov med avtorji, producenti, financerji in distributerji. Na koprodukcijskem trgu se je predstavilo 34 projektov, med njimi 21 ženskih režiserk. Že tretje leto zapored je organizacija Europeans Women Audiovisual Network, krajše EVA, podelila nagrado za najboljši projekt v ženski režiji. Letos je dobitnica te nagrade libanonska režiserka Farah Kasem, ki se je predstavila s projektom We Are Inside, ki ga ustvarja skupaj z libanonsko producentko Cynthia Choker in nemško koproducentko in kreativno partnerko Nicolo Sank. S Farah smo spregovorili o njeni izkušnji koprodukcijskega trga Doc Copro Leipzig ter o procesu, ki jo je pripeljal do sem.
This is actually my second time in Leipzig. I was here last year because I was part of the DocsBox program, which was bringing Arab-German producers into the festival to make a tour in the market and explain how the market functions. And I was also last year here with my film. It was also competing in the short film competition, international short film. And this year what happened is that I've been working on my first feature for almost a year and a half now. The idea actually began when Nicola Sangs and I decided to start a production house in Germany. And then I had started researching the topic of the film before going to Germany. And when we were there together, we started discussing how this film or how this topic could grow into a film and what could be interesting to tell. So after watching the research material, we sat down and we wrote a file. And with the file, we applied for the Robert Bosch Film Prize, which is a German prize that focuses on co-production between Germany and the Arab world. So then we got selected and we did this 6 months of development, which was really nice because first we learned how to properly write a file and then how to make it very clear for the people in the industry, because usually they get 1,000 files and then they really read it, like they scan through it. So how to be very precise and sharp, how to understand how to communicate your idea in the most simple and clever way. We worked better on our file and we developed the treatment and we developed also the production strategy and the funding strategy and then also the distribution strategy, because it's very important that you work on these things from the beginning so you reach your audience properly and you know how to target your audience. And after that, so we produced a trailer and we didn't get the prize, but I mean, those 6 months were very valuable for the film because it allowed it to grow. And after that, we got selected to be part of the Zagreb Docs platform. And this was really amazing because it was we had a very intense workshop with Stefano and Lena, who were looking, and with other, of course, other international projects. So we had a lot of feedback, a lot of meetings with people from the industry, with broadcasters, distributors, co-producers. And this is when we realized that it's very important to allow this film to have an intern, like to really focus on the international audience, because the film has a very local and specific story, and it needs to grow beyond this specificity so it reaches everyone. So after Zagreb Docs, we went to the Beirut Cinema platform, and there as well we had the very like different meetings, but also with people from the industry. And this is when I started even going deeper in the treatment and going deeper in what I want from the film. So it has been a very, very long journey. We applied for funding. There are things that we didn't get, but it was very nice to rework the application, because every time you work on it, you have new ideas emerging, and then you're also your idea and your concept becomes more sharper, and you understand what you want from the film.
You are three in this team.
Yeah.
And can you say which yes. Roles do
yeah,
you have?
Yeah, yeah. So at the beginning, because we applied for this Robert Bosch Film Prize, we had to be, like, there was Nicola. I had to have a German producer, so Nicola Sanz. She was the German producer, and I was the Arab director, the Lebanese director. And then after this, after the film prize was over, we had to rethink the production structure, because the film doesn't really, it's not in German, it doesn't speak about Germany in any way, and it was important to look at different ways to fund it. So it was very necessary to have a Lebanese producer. So this is when Cynthia Shuker became the Lebanese, she was before the Lebanese co-producer, she became the Lebanese producer, and then Nicola shifted to becoming the German co-producer. But also Nicola was there from the beginning, so she wasn't only like the co-producer, she was also like creative partner. So we are working, the three of us together, and we're like, our tasks are defined, but we are also, we all have creative inputs on the film.
This is a kind of your story, if I understand mm-hmm. it right. It's about your father, or your father is involved again, mm-hmm. as in your previous film.
Yes.
Can you say something about
yes.
the subject?
Back in 2012, I did my first film with my father, and it was more of this daughter-father relationship that changed after my mother passed away, into becoming a friend-friend relationship. So in that film, I was more focusing on the female absence in the house, the absence of my mother, that has somehow initiated a better relationship and communication between my father and I, revolving around this this subject of how to accept death, how to archive the presence of your loved ones, especially that my dad he's 52 years older than I am, so I was really traumatized by death, and I really needed to grasp his presence. And then I made other films in my life until today. I left my father's house like 12 years ago, and after 12 years ago I went back home. And when I went back home, I found out that my father was there on his sofa watching TV, the news, and writing poetry. And he lives in our home city, which is the second largest city in Lebanon. And it's a city very well known for ongoing conflicts, tension happening all the time. And it's a city that changed drastically in the past 40, 60 years, from being a very secular and leftist city to becoming more radical Islamically. So after going back to my father's house, we started, having. I witnessed how much the city changed, and I was staying there in the house. And whenever we are very different, but at the same time we get along very well. So whenever we would have like a political debate, it would end up in a disaster and he would pretend to have a heart attack so I could stop talking. So and we would fall into silence, and then he would come to me with one of his poems and try to read me his poetry just to break the ice. But the problem is that I don't understand his poetry because he writes in this heavy classical Arabic from 1,000 years ago. And he over-romanticized the old times, which is something that I'm trying to run away from, you know, because we don't live in that reality of the golden, golden times of before. So this is when he took me to his very like special space, which is the poetry club. And then I met men, all retired, 11 men, all retired, who have been going there every Monday for the past 12 years at an attorney's office to read and share their work of poetry. And they're all men, and no women were ever like accepted in this poetry club because none was found good enough to be a member. And of course, a lot of women were intimidated as well to be part of that group. So when I was there and when I saw that these poets actually are expressing themselves in a language that is so hard to grasp, especially for my generation, they found their tool of alienation to be present in this cocoon and this bubble, talking about love and abstract things while outside the city is completely changing and they're completely disconnected from reality. They belong to this generation who was very political and then they were silenced and shadowed with the civil war in Lebanon and the Islamization, the radical Islam coming, growing in the 80s and the Syrian occupation. So, and they inherited this. So the topic of the film is that they have inherited this fear and this limitation to our generation, where we are afraid to express ourselves because we are afraid to die if we are politically opinionated or we are. So this is when I decided to actually become a part of this poetry club, become a member, so I can have a decent conversation with my father and his friends, because that wasn't possible at home, but that could be possible in that space.
To get on that level?
Yeah, to get on that, and to understand their choices and to understand what they have left in this world, especially that these people don't exist there anymore, and this is fading out.
So you had to learn this language, this ancient.
It is a language that I know, but there are like level of difficulties, so it's like very difficult. And of course, the Arabic poetry is very, very complex. Like you have different tempos. No, you cannot just write something that rhymes and that. Because when I tried to start writing poetry and I was putting things that are rhyming, my father was like, no, this is not poetry, this is not how you write poetry. And then he showed me how you write poetry, and it's very complex. But the language in the film is not the main topic. The main topic is what this language represents. You know, it represents an Arab unity that existed 40, 60 years ago, an Arab unity that is secular and that is open to all the minorities, you know, and that is today changing completely. So this is when I decided to make this film. And of course, the film is very humoristic. It's like it tackles very serious issues, but it's also very humoristic because I'm not there to judge or to confront or to hurt them at that age. It's more of an opportunity to tell them what I think of today's Arab world and the opportunity to have like a real discussion, you know.
So you are also in the film?
I am part of the film. I will be at the beginning behind the camera where I am just introducing the place and the characters, and then the moment I'll become a member, hopefully they have to vote for me, which is going to be very funny, I suppose, because they are very critical. This is the moment where I'm going to be shifting from being behind the camera to being in front of the camera and that space with them. Yeah.
You explained very longly how this process started, but then how did you come to this Doc Leipzig co-production?
So I'm actually my team and I are very interested in co-production because I think that this like broadens the horizon of the film. And we decided to apply to the Doc Co-Pro market in Doc Leipzig because as I was here last year and I witnessed how efficient it is and how many people there are here and how many encounters you can have, I decided that this could be a very good opportunity for the film. So we came here and we had very like two intense days. The first day we were meeting with potential co-producers from different international countries, and we were just thinking of the possibility of working together or them being interested in the film. So this was the first day, and we had like 8-7 meetings with potential co-producers. And I mean, these encounters don't need to be fruitful in the moment itself. Like this is like, because usually you meet somebody that help you meet another person that could be more useful for your film, and the conversation and discussions that you have could help you also understand better what you want and
to reflect.
To reflect and find the path for the film. And the next day was very interesting because we had 18 meetings with 18 different people from the industry, from distributors to broadcasters to funders. And this is, we had like 18 meetings each 20 minutes. And this was very interesting and very, how do you say, we learned a lot from this experience, because this is when you get to have like very real feedback from people who don't know you, who don't know anything about your film, and who are just here, who have read your file and watched your trailer, and who are there because they either liked you, liked the film, or felt curious about it, or felt that this could, it's something that could talk to their audience, or it's something that could be well received, or that is needed in today for people to see such a film. So that was very, it was a nice, super nice experience, very exhausting because it was very long, but and I had to pitch the film so many times, but still it was worth it. So yeah, so we had these meetings, and then at night we totally forgot that there were like prices, so we went for the dinner, for the final dinner, and then we found out that we had won the Eva Prize. And it was such a good moment, because this is exactly what we need at the moment. We need a push. We need to feel that there's somebody who believes in us, who believes in this approach, you know, and who is encouraging this approach to develop. And the prize is wonderful because it's a small amount of money, but what is more important is that we get 1 year consultation with Doc Leipzig, which I find very valuable. So yeah.
That's great.
So yeah. So that's
that's super great.
Yeah.
So to get to this point, when you applied for a co-production market, you need trailer.
You need a full dossier. Like you need your, of course, you need to have first of all, I think 20% or 30% of your budget in place. So we already have Al Jazeera Documentary Channel on board. And we have also private investors, which allowed us to have this amount covered. We had a trailer and a draft of 15 minutes, but this is not like there are projects I think that don't have drafts, and of course synopsis, logline, director statement, treatment, visual and sound treatment.
The whole crew also?
I can't remember if the whole crew had to have their, like, I don't know if the, like, but we had a full file. This is why we were able to just send it or copy paste it. But I can't remember. But usually, yes, they ask for the producer's statement. We had a very detailed file. We had also like a background information about the city and background information about the characters, and a very detailed visual and sound treatment that really tells you how, explains what you're gonna see.
And approach. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like you have done a lot of work already.
Yeah, and I mean, the more we work on it, the more we feel it needs a lot of work. You know, it doesn't stop. It's a process that goes on and on and on and on. At the moment, you have like a 70 pages dossier, but of course with pictures. And also, I think the more the dossier becomes smaller, the more the idea is sharper. So this is something also that we're working on to make...
To focus.
Yeah, to focus and have and be very sharp in what we're trying to communicate to others.
Great. So what's the next step now? You will use this 1 year?
Yeah, so at the moment we are applying for the we got selected for the Cairo Film Connection. So we're going there in November. Cairo Film Connection.
Cairo, okay.
Yeah, which is part of the Cairo Film Festival. And we're going to be there in November, and it's going to be almost the same. We're going to pitch the project and meet with people from the industry. And we are just waiting to get more funds so we can we can start the production phase, which is supposedly in either. We're gonna start either in January or in March. This is not. It all depends on the on our finances. But yeah, this is. And we're applying for funds still. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you so much.
Poslušali ste intervju s Farah Kasem, do Klajpci, ki je obiskala Simona Jerala.
Intervju Radija Študent.